This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. The theme for this year's summit is solidarity, equality and sustainability. Under his presidency, South Africa has focused on key priorities, including strengthening disaster resilience, ensuring debt sustainability for low-income countries, mobilizing finance for a just energy transition, and harnessing critical minerals to promote inclusive and sustainable growth. The opening session will focus on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, leaving no one behind. The G20, a premier forum for international economic cooperation, plays a critical role in shaping global economic stability. The African Union was inducted as a permanent member under India's presidency in 2023. India's G20 presidency has been regarded as a model for addressing global challenges, guided by Prime Minister Modi's vision of an inclusive, ambitious and decisive approach. India showcased its best practices, values and cultural heritage, reflecting the ancient philosophy of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, one earth, one family, one future. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The president today addressed a special session at the Prashanti Nilayam Puthuparthi commemorating the centenary of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. She paid homage to Sri Satya Sai Baba at the Sai Kulwant Hall. Appealing for collective participation, the president said, spiritual organizations, NGOs, the private sector and citizens all have an important role to play. She said India can become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all.
भारत सरकार ऐसे अनेक कदम उठा रही है जिससे देशवासियों का जीवन सुगम और सरल हो तथा वे अपनी प्रतिभा और क्षमता का उपयोग देश के विकास में कर सके। भारत सरकार के इन प्रयासों में सभी धर्मार्थ संस्थाओं एनजीओज प्राइवेट सेक्टर्स और नागरिकों को योगदान देना चाहिए। आपका योगदान भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के हमारे लक्ष्यों को पूरा करने में सहयोग सिद्ध होगा।
Industry bodies and consulting firms have welcomed the implementation of 4 labor codes in the country, calling the move landmark that will boost formal job creation, expand social security net and streamlines compliance. The president of the National Front of Indian Trade Unions, NFITU, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal said, around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector and the minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of new labor codes. Welcoming the new labor codes, Indian technology industry's trade body, NASSCOM, said the notification of key provisions marks an important step in India's labor reform journey. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 came into effect yesterday, aimed at simplifying and streamlining the existing decades-old labor laws in the country. India has reaffirmed its dedication to working closely with Asian and Pacific Center for Development of Disaster Information Management, APDIM, and regional partners to reduce disaster and climate risks across Asia-Pacific. Speaking at the 10th session of APDIM on Inclusive Disaster Risk Data Governance held in New Delhi, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nithyananda Rai emphasized country's commitment to regional disaster resilience and cooperation. He highlighted that under India's chairmanship and the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will champion a comprehensive capacity-building agenda covering risk assessment, impact-based forecasting, early warning dissemination and climate-resilient infrastructure planning. In men's cricket, South Africa were 148-2 against India on day one in the second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant is leading Team India, with regular skipper Shubman Gill missing out due to neck injury, sustaining the first game of the two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. South Africa defeated India by 30 runs in the first tests. The hosts will be looking to bounce back to level the two-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.